It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
My guest today is Max McCalman. You are the maître fromager, a well-known distinction in the cheese world, I understand.
Yes, I was the first maître fromager in a restaurant in the United States.
How impressive. Your history in the artisanal cheese world is pretty amazing. Tell us a little bit about yourself before we talk about the event at Tanglewood.
Okay. I have loved cheese all my life. One of my earliest childhood memories was sitting on my mother's kitchen counter on a morning when I had a cold. I reached out for a piece of cheese. She said, "Don't touch the cheese." And I think she was afraid that I was going to spread my germs onto the cheese. But it was probably exactly what I needed to get well, was a little bit of cheese. I grew up in Brazil. I had a career in restaurants and in hotels, corporate and private. I had expertise in food, but with a focus on wine. Worked as a sommelier and a maitre d', various other situations. I also worked in kitchens a little bit. After taking a two-year sabbatical, I found a restaurant here in New York City that wanted to have a cheese program. I applied for the position, and then I joined this restaurant, Pichelin Restaurant, and I became, at that point, became first the maître d', and then became the maître fromager. It became a very popular restaurant, probably because of the food, but also because of this unique cheese program that we offered. And so we became a cheese destination and started to receive international recognition. I was offered a chance to author a book on cheese, my first book, The Cheese Plate. At the time, there was not a lot of that in the field. And so the book did exceedingly well. It did so well that my publisher asked me to write a second book, which became more of an atlas of cheese, Cheese, A Connoisseur's Guide to the World's Best. And that one did even better. It won a James Beard Award. The publisher asked me to write a third book, Mastering Cheese, which won Best Cheese Book in the World at the Gourmand Cookbook Awards in Paris. Going from Maître Fromager at Pichelin, I helped open the second restaurant in the group, the Artisanal Bistro, also here in Manhattan. When we opened our second restaurant with this cheese program, we had chefs and restaurateurs and cruise lines and airlines and Neiman Marcus and Williams Sonoma, all these groups that wanted to buy our exceptional cheeses. With the first cheese caves and restaurants in North America. So we opened a distribution center for online business, wholesale and retail, became my platform and was until just recently. Writing books and then writing articles for Cheese Connoisseur and Culture Magazine, and more recently, Belly Business. I had a busy, still have quite a busy life promoting cheese, artisan cheeses, and guest speaking around the country and occasionally in Europe and judging in competitions. So it's pretty much 24/7 cheese.
My goodness, Max, I can understand now why you are renowned as one of the cheese world's living legends. Wow, your expertise is just amazing. I'm looking forward to the event at the Tanglewood Wine and Food Festival that we're covering this Friday evening, the Elise Wine Dinner. So what will your participation be in that dinner?
The culinary program director is someone that I have worked with before at the Nantucket Wine Festival in years past, Debbie Otto. And so she invited me to participate in the Tanglewood Food and Wine Classic for three different events. One is for that Friday night dinner that you mentioned. And I thought, well, as an opening act, how about if we promote cheeses from Massachusetts? A former employee of mine, Sarah Jennings, is on the advisory board of the Massachusetts Cheese Guild. And so I worked with Sarah to round up a selection of cheeses from around Massachusetts, and we are going, because it's a fairly busy dinner with other events going on immediately after, we limited the dinner to three cheeses from Massachusetts, and then arrange nice dessert-type cheeses. And then we're saving one other for a Sunday Cheese and Wine 101 seminar that I'm going to offer. One of the cheeses will be from Massachusetts on Sunday, and then I selected some other cheeses from from the U.S. and from Europe to round out the seminar, cheese and wine seminar on Sunday afternoon. Then I have a book signing on Saturday afternoon under the Grand Tent.
Sounds like you have a busy weekend planned, Max.
Oh, it's just the day in the life of a cheese guy. I call it spreading the curd.
That sounds great. Now, let me get back to that wine dinner for a minute. What cheeses we can expect at the wine dinner, or what wines they will be paired with?
Well, number one, they are good arrange cheese that would follow a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
One is a fig burrata.
Oh.
The second one is more of an alpine type. It's called a barn dance. And then the third cheese is an exceptional blue that I've loved for many years called Berkshire Blue.
Oh, yes.
So these are all from the western part of the state, so fairly close to the festival.
I'm a big supporter of local cheeses. New England in general, Vermont has some wonderful local cheese as well.
Last week at the American Cheese Society competition, I was a judge there at the ACS conference in Sacramento last week.
Uh-huh.
And Vermont, for the second year in a row, took home Best in Show.
No kidding.
For Tarentaise Reserve. And then Vermont also took home, I think it was another 7 or 8, maybe 8 blue ribbons in various categories.
That's impressive.
Vermont's been a great player, considering how small a state it is.
Oh, yeah.
The quality of artisan cheese coming from Vermont, you almost don't have to go anywhere else.
Max, do you have a website that people can find out more information about you?
It is Max-McCalman, that's MAX-MCCALMAN.com. This is a new website for me, but it's under development, but it's already filling up with content, and there's also I'm writing blogs on a fairly frequent basis, talking about what I'm experiencing in the cheese world.
Do you have any tips that you could leave our listeners with as far as looking out for certain types of cheeses?
Yeah, I think that it is, I think the excitement that's occurring in the cheese world today is occurring right here within our shores. Just in the past few years, the United States has become a net exporter of cheeses, which is the first time in almost 100 years that we have been a net exporter of cheeses. And surprisingly, to places like France. That is not to say that we can replicate all the great cheese of the world, and why would we want to? I also recommend that people also explore some of the raw milk varieties. I can also, if anyone has any questions, I can also answer questions on my Twitter account, which is Maître Fromager. At MAITREFROMAGER at Maître Fromager. Or you can follow my blog on my website, max-mccalman.com.
We're talking with Max McCalman and looking forward to seeing you at the Tanglewood Wine and Food Festival this weekend. Max, thanks so much for taking some time out of your day.
You too. Appreciate it.